The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, one of the top, number one NFL betting podcasts in the United States. We love it. We love all the support, especially when we were as dog, you know what, as we were this weekend. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. Most of you know that now. Five teams, 7 years. Those of you that check us out on YouTube, which is a lot of you, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. You can see the different helmets of the teams I played for. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on social media. All of our shows, Ross Tucker Podcast, Fantasy Feast, College Draft, by the way, where Emory Hunt was 4-1 on his college football bets this past week. Make sure if you bet on the college game that you listen or watch the College Draft podcast as well. My co-host on this show is the one and only Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate out there in Vegas. Follow him on social media at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. Do not get fooled by the imposter. It's at Fezzik Sports. Only over at pregame.com. Steve, terrible week. Probably my worst single week since you and I have been doing this together. And I don't know if it makes me feel better or worse, but not only were most of my bets wrong, Steve, they were very wrong. Like, it wasn't like close. It was like me getting killed in most of them.
Well, I guess the silver lining is a whole bunch of the wise guy moves got crushed last week. We were tabulating it up, and so many line moves went against the wise guys. Public had a great week, though, so good for them for the most part. But Survivor Carnage, whole bunch of people got eliminated from their Survivor last week.
Yeah, I bet. A lot of Cowboys out there, a lot of Baltimore out there, maybe Jacksonville.
Those were the big three, yes.
Wow. Yeah, it wasn't good, Steve. For the week, I was down 9 units. You were down 4.5 units. So now for the season, I'm down 10 units. You're still up in the black 3 units. We were 0-2 on our best bets with the line, 1-1 with our best bets for the teaser. It starts with the Giants and the Niners. I took the Giants getting 10.5 for 1 unit. Was actually feeling pretty good about that. When it was 20-12, they lose 30-12. Broncos, Dolphins, Eileen, Dolphins laying the 6.5. They destroyed the Broncos. Bills, Commanders was a best bet for us, Steve. We both had the Commanders getting 6.5 at home, 2 units. Wow. Sam Howell looked terrible. The Bills looked awesome. 37-3, Steve. 37-3. Not even close.
Misleading final. Should have been 37-10. Still had the wrong side.
Wouldn't have made much of a difference. Colts, Ravens. You know what's amazing? We both had a best bet. Ravens teaser, Jags teaser. Ravens down to -2. Jags down to -2.5. They both lost outright, Steve. I mean, outright, both legs of the teaser.
You know what's amazing about the Baltimore loss? Baltimore actually won the stats in the game. But there was one key category that they massively underperformed on, and that's performance on long field goals. So think about this. If you told me a game comes down to whoever's kicker is going to do better with their long field goal attempts, I'd feel pretty good normally backing Baltimore. But it was a day for the ages for the Indy kicker that nailed not 1, 2, 3, but 4 long kicks to ultimately send Baltimore home. I believe Baltimore lost the game because they fair caught a kick with 2:02 left off the safety. If they had just returned the kick and run it down to 2 minutes, it just comes down to, and Harbaugh's a really smart guy, those little decisions, and we'll talk about some other teams and their decisions cost you games all the time.
No question. So the Texans beat the Jags by 20. That was the other leg of that teaser. I like the Falcons getting 3.5 on the road against the Lions. You leaned Falcons. Lions took care of business by double digits. Jets, Patriots. You took the Jets getting 3 points. I lean that way. They lost by 5.
Should have lost by 12. Not a bad beat. Got completely outplayed.
Chargers, Vikings. I leaned Chargers. They covered. Saints, Packers. The Saints were part of another teaser we had. My lone win of the weekend, Steve. My lone win was teasing the Saints up to +8 and the Rams up to +8. They both lost, but they both kept it close enough that you and I got 2 units each there on a best bet. Browns, Titans. I felt really good. I had a buddy of mine say, you guaranteed the Titans Browns game would be a field goal game. Yeah, well, I'm not guaranteeing anymore. They lost 27-3. It wasn't even close. I mean, the Titans never get blown out, Steve. Never. It's always a field goal game. This was not my week, man.
Not a fluke either. Complete domination. Only 6 first downs for the Titans. Wowza.
Good weekend for me to have some Labatt Blue Light while I was watching those games in the red zone yesterday. That's my recommendation to all of you. Things aren't going well with your bets. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends. Live life to the power of we. That'll cheer you up. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA. It is delicious. Buffalo, New York. What about, Steve, the Panthers-Seahawks? We both leaned Seahawks laying the 5.5. They covered. Cowboys-Cardinals. I leaned Cardinals. And they won the game outright. They were 12-point underdogs, and they won by 12. That's a 24-point swing, Steve.
I blame all the guys who evaluate the players, and it shows nobody knows nothing because all I heard was the worst roster in the NFL. Cardinals are terrible, obviously playing super hard for their new coach. And Dobbs can play. Dobbs is absolutely a viable quarterback, and I love what they're doing in the desert with their effort.
Bears, Chiefs. I actually leaned Bears because of the fact that they were getting 13 points. Wasn't even close. Steelers, Raiders. You had the Raiders and the Vikings in a tease. You teased the Raiders up to +7.5 and the Vikings up to +7.5. You were graded at -130 for that one. It hit for you. That was your other teaser that came through. Steelers, Raiders, we just talked about. Bucks, Eagles, you and I both like the Bucks getting 5.5 points at home. Steve, that was a massacre. I mean, they got – the score actually could have been way, way worse if you look at the stats and how the game unfolded.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about your Eagles, and maybe they had their Super Bowl hangover where they didn't cover the first two games, but now they're styling at 3-0, and everything seems back to form. Yeah, the new pieces on defense are integrating. Very impressive.
Rams-Bengals, the Bengals, we didn't have anything in that game. So, again, I'm down 10 units for the year. You are up 3 units. Do you feel bad, Steve, when you lose by a lot, or would you rather lose by a lot as opposed to like a bad beat?
I'd rather lose by a bad beat because I like to say then it's more proof that I'm doing the work and getting the right sides. So when I lose a game like Tampa Bay, it's extremely sobering.
Got it. Let's get to Thursday night. It's the Packers hosting the Lions. Packers are getting 1.5 points at home, Steve. The total.
Yeah, what the heck
45.
Is going on here? I make the game 0, pick 'em. I only have the Lions slightly better. Packers showed a whole lot of heart. Love the analytics team at the Packers. By the way, I got to throw the announcers under the bus. There's an announcers union that has completely disallowed any talk of analytics to announcers. They're not allowed to learn from the analytics people. So you're down 14 to score like the Packers did. You go down 8. You go for 2. Everybody knows this. My son knows it. He's 12. He's like, Daddy, you win 5/8 of the time instead of 4/8. It's better. Yet the announcers are always like, what are they doing? I don't understand. We're going to tease Green Bay from 1.5 up to 7.5 with your Eagles, Ross, from -8.5 down to 2.5. All they got to do is win the game. 2-unit teaser.
Yep, with you on both those. I got the Packers and Eagles as teaser legs. I'll pair them together so that we have a best bet. Packers up to 7.5, Eagles down to -2.5. For people that are new to the show, Steve, and we get them a lot, explain the 5/8 versus 4/8 thing.
Yeah, so it's just a decision tree. So what happens, the assumptions are, I'm down 14, I'm going to score 2 touchdowns, and you're not going to score at all. That's the only time it matters, all right? And so I can kick the extra point twice, go to overtime, win half the time. But if I go for 2 after the first touchdown, if I get it, I win. So half the time I win off right off the bat. But there's another path to victory. If I miss it, then I go for 2 the second touchdown. And if I get that, I go to overtime, and I can win in overtime. So the chance of that, those events happening is 1/2 times 1/2 times 1/2. That's 1/8. I already had a 4/8 chance of winning. You sum them together, I win 5/8 of the time. And the only time I lose in regulation, which is 1/4 of the time, is if I miss both two-point conversions.
Good point. I wonder why nobody ever figured that out till recently.
Well, the Eagles pioneered it. It's counterintuitive. Frankly, the one thing, and you can mark this down, that nobody does, but it's correct. If you're down 10 and you score to go down 4, it's actually correct to go for 2 to try to cut the lead to 2. Because the problem you have when you're down 3, you don't know what to do. You got 4th and 1, you're down 3. You don't know if you're going to win the game with the field goal down 3. So you want to simplify the decision process making. Go for 2 down 4 and know what you're going to need. 10 years from now, bold prediction, every team will be doing that, even though none of them do it right now.
Listen, if you're going to go to a game this weekend, by the way, or are you still looking for tickets or something to do this weekend, concert, whatever, I love, absolutely love the Game Time app. You can get last-minute tickets. It's easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. They have views from all seats in the venue, lowest price guaranteed, event cancellation protection, I mean, it's awesome. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, so again, create an account, redeem code MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Steve, we got Atlanta getting 3 points against Jacksonville, the game is over across the pond.
Yeah, I don't get this game. I get it. Jacksonville knows London better, but they're 1-3 straight up and against the spread. Last four in London. I only have Jacksonville 1 point better. That means it's an automatic take. I'll take the Falcons plus 3.2 units.
Totally agree. Didn't understand the line. I actually forgot for a second the game was in London. I thought maybe it was in Jacksonville. All over the 2 units. All over the 3 points for the Falcons. That's another best bet.
The best bet.
What about the Bills laying 2.5 against the Dolphins? Totals 53.5. By the way, the Falcons-Jags totals 43. 53.5, Dolphins-Bills, Steve.
Yeah, I lean to Miami. I actually have Miami, the very slightly better team. Really want plus 3. I think a high variance game with such a high total, so it's going to keep me off the teaser. Just lean Miami. A little worries about having set the NFL scoring record, modern-day record, and maybe a flat spot because of that, but still lean Miami.
I can't see those guys getting blown out. I'm teasing them up to plus 8.5. And I'm pairing it with the Ravens up to 8.5. I got faith in those two teams to keep those games close at a minimum. Two-unit, two-team teaser, Miami and Baltimore. The Ravens are playing in Cleveland. The Steelers are minus 3 in Houston, total of 41.
Yeah, I'm going to lean to Houston. Love what their rookie quarterback is doing. Bad spot for the Steelers also. So think about this. Steelers, their defense wins against Cleveland in an all-in game, and then certainly impressive traveling to Vegas where they did have 65% of the crowd. The one thing I don't want to bet against the Steelers, and here's why. They had to play San Francisco. They looked bad. And then they looked bad against Cleveland. Well, both those teams have awesome, awesome defenses. So maybe the Steelers are a little bit underrated. I'll still lean Houston.
I am leaning Houston as well. For the reasons why you mentioned, 3.5, I'd probably go on them. What about the Vikings and the Panthers? Panthers are getting 4 points at home. The total is 46.
So I'm on Carolina plus the 4 for 2 units. I only make the game 3, so solid value. I have to ask you this question, Ross. The Chargers-Vikings game, and the media is talking about what a terrible coaching job occurred in that game, and they're right. They just got the wrong coach they're talking about. I don't agree with what Staley did, but it was no big deal. The big deal was there's 30 seconds left. Every NFL team, and I got to ask you this, why don't they have a play where they just go, giraffe, giraffe, and giraffe means tick, tick, the clock's ticking. We got to rush to the line of scrimmage and run an out pattern, zing it. It'll take 4 seconds. And then the Vikings would have had 26 seconds left to run 3 more plays, but they spent 20 seconds in the huddle. Why is some of the NFL teams not have that play, Ross?
They all do. I don't know why they didn't run it. They all do. Everybody has a play, at least one, that you run right away. Because you have that play, Steve, for if you don't want to have the other team, the other coach have time to challenge something. Right? So you throw a ball down the field. Did he catch or not? Is he out of bounds or not? Zebra, 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 zebra. And you know you're just running inside zone, right? Now, I think usually it's a pass because if you run it there, you can't run it in that situation. They needed to throw the ball. So there's usually a run. There's usually a pass. I don't know why Cousins didn't call it. If you're not going to call it, then you at least have to spike it. Something that was horrendous. I'm actually with you on that one. Look, Carolina's offense is not bad with Andy Dalton. I think he'll play again this week. I think they want to try to get a win. Carolina plus 4, that's another best bet. Ravens-Cowboys, Ravens are getting 2.5. Ravens-Browns, I should have said. Ravens are getting 2.5, totals 41. I already have the Ravens up to 8.5 in a teaser leg with the Dolphins for 2 units, Steve.
Yeah, so I'll tease Baltimore. Sure feels like, remember Baltimore and Pittsburgh for years played nothing but 20 to 17 games in situations like this. I see the same thing happening. I'll tease Baltimore. Give me the Rams. Tease them up to 7.5 as well in a two-team teaser.
Next up, Commanders, Eagles. Eagles laying 8.5, total 44.5. you and I both already teased the Eagles down to -2.5, paired them with the Green Bay Packers. Anything else on this game, Steve?
I'm going to double up. It's my favorite teaser of the week. By the way, I've got a ton on Philly because during the summer I laid 7 on this game. I'm going to tease Philly with Tennessee against the Bengals. Burrow can't throw deep. Tennessee should play a lot better. So another teaser, Philly to Tennessee, please.
Next up, it's the Bears getting 3.5 at home against the Broncos. Total is 46. Steve, I love getting 3.5. You know this. I can't do it. I can't do it with the Bears. I really can't do it with either one of these teams.
So in the movie Rounders, Teddy KGB, it keeps losing, right? And his buddy says, take him down. Go ahead. And he's like, none. Nyit. Not tonight. Not with these Bears. No, thank you. Dysfunctional Bears, I will pass.
Bengals, Titans. You already paired the Bengals with the Eagles, or the Titans with the Eagles, up to 8.5. Titans are getting 2.5 at home. Total's 42.5. I like the Titans as a teaser leg as well. I'm going to pair them with the L.A. Rams, who are in Indy to take on the Colts. So I've got the Titans up to +8.5 because I think they got a great chance to win that game outright, but they'll at least, I believe, keep it close. And I'll pair them with the Rams up to 7.5 on the road against the Colts. Gosh, I hope the Rams just stayed in, like, Western Ohio or Indiana, since those teams are so close to each other after last night, especially after a Monday night game. How about the Saints? They're laying 3 at home against the Bucks, Steve. The total's 40. I highly doubt Derek Carr plays.
Yeah, the uncertainty of Carr, and so 2-point downgrade to Winston, who was very conservative but played fine last week. I lean Saints at 3, just a lean.
I lean Bucks getting the 3 in that instance. Not a big Jameis Winston guy. Rams, Colts. Rams are getting 1.5, totals 44.5. As discussed, I already teased the Rams up to 7.5 with the Titans.
And I teased the Rams with Baltimore, yes.
Speaking of a tease, Steve, there's nothing worse than when you're watching a game and you're starving. If the game goes to timeout, it's time to order on DoorDash. Is it halftime? That's ordering time. 2-minute warning, you got it. That's your cue to order in. Get everything you want delivered while you root for your squad. Yeah, that means burgers, fries, drinks, you name it. And if you have a Dash Pass membership, you can get the new Wendy's loaded nacho cheeseburger delivered. Yep, right now the loaded nacho cheeseburger is exclusively available with Dash Pass at participating U.S. Wendy's for a limited time. Steve, what about the Raiders getting 5.5 on the road against the Chargers, totals 48.
So I'm worried a little bit about Jimmy G, but I'm still going to do it. I'm going to go over. I just think these Chargers are a dead nut over team. I know they only got to 52 points, so they snuck under last week, but each team almost 500 yards of offense. I see it being a shootout. Going to be lots of Raider fans in Los Angeles, so be careful. Raiders will have the crowd in L.A. I'm going to go for a shootout. I'll go 1 unit because DraftKings has the highest number in the world only at 48, over 48, 1 unit.
I would only lean Raiders probably in that game. The Niners are laying 14 against the Arizona Cardinals, 14. That's too many points for me, Steve. The total is 43.5. I'm taking the Cardinals plus 14, 2 units.
So I'm going to pass and I make it 14, which means I should be taking 14 because my numbers don't adjust for teams letting up in the fourth quarter. But there's a bad trend out there that if you win as a double-digit underdog in the NFL and then you're a double-digit underdog the next week, you really do lousy against the spread. You only cover 40%. So the problem is a lot of teams in that situation celebrate, you know, the big upset win and they don't get up again for the next game. So I'll pass the game.
Next up, we got the Patriots getting 7 on the road in Dallas, totals 43.5.
So, you know, these Patriots that haven't been playing so well, you look at their schedule, you know, that loss where they won the stats against the Eagles looks better. That loss where they didn't cover against Miami looks a lot better. Their stats look great against the Jets. And you've got to worry that the Cowboys, with some injuries, are not nearly as elite as we thought. I'll go one unit, New England plus +7.
Two units, New England plus +7. Sharing a brain with you, that's another best bet. That's three spread best bets, not to mention a bunch of similar teaser legs. Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs are at the Jets. Total's 42.5. Chiefs are laying 9.5. Very tempted to lay the 9.5, Steve. I know you're going to tell me not to, right?
I'm going to have you tease it. We could tease 9.5 down to 2.5. I know you have to lay minus -140 on the 7-point teaser, but you have to go all the way to 2.5. So you got to do it. Salah is lying to you. He says he has confidence in his quarterback. We all know they're on the phone right now with the Vikings trying to trade for Kirk Cousins. And they'll teach Kirk Cousins to run the zebra play. You should know it. Smart guy. Certainly seemed like he worked hard when I watched quarterback. They're not giving him the right material to study. Learn zebra. Need something to tease it with, and we may as well get action on Monday Night Football. We'll tease it with Seattle, who somehow is the underdog, despite being not just better, but significantly better, but injured, against the New York Giants. So we'll tease Seattle up from 1.5 up to 8.5. Two units, 7-point teaser, minus -140.
I'm with you on that teaser. Minus -140, make sure you're grading us at that grades. I don't usually tease the, you know, more than 6 points, but I really wanted to get the Seahawks in as a teaser. And I like being able to finish the show with another best bet. We both have Sunday Night Football, Chiefs down to minus -2.5, Seahawks up to plus +8.5. Other than that, it's a bounce back week. If this is your first time listening or watching, you came for the right week. We are going to bounce back. Our track record over the years is proven. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.